There's a few things. Firstly, today's shir is sponsored anonymously for Shlema for Eliyahu ben Sara, B'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael, Yishever for Shlema. And this question was submitted by Nechama Lewin. I think she's on screen here with David. So shkoyach for the question, very relevant question for the women. And I also have to thank Jonathan Austin from Ranana, who listens into the shir, an old friend of mine, who had sent me a very nice article related to this topic. He knew it was coming up. So thank you to him. So the topic we're talking about today is the obligation of women saying Kiddush, but in particular, saying Kiddush, having breakfast. When they have breakfast Shabbos morning, do they have to say Kiddush beforehand, or no, they could just have breakfast and not have to say Kiddush until the husband comes home later. So there are two points. One is in general. On a regular weekday, when it comes to eating before davening, that's one question. And number two is, on Shabbos, does that change at all with the addition of Kiddush? So in regards to davening during the weekday and eating beforehand, we know there's an Isser, lo soch la adam. The Gemara says that you can't, the Gemara brachos, you can't eat before asking for your dam, before you're asking for your own life. You need to daven before you eat. The Rambam, interestingly, seems to assume it's deraisa, but Pashas is it's only midrabanan, but still a halacha, you must daven before eating. You could drink water, you could have coffee beforehand, but nothing more than that before davening in general. Now that halacha also applies to women in general. They must daven before they have breakfast on a regular weekday. Now, what's considered davening? What's the obligation of women to daven on a regular Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday? So this is a subject to a debate. The Maggid of Rum says that women don't have an obligation to say a whole long tefillah like we say. They don't have to say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. They have an obligation to just say something. Moda Ani could be the fulfillment of tefillah. The Birchas HaShachar, that could be for the fulfillment of tefillah, or just saying a few words to Hashem, speaking to Hashem, that could be the fulfillment according to the Maggid of Rum. That's another. That's a whole other shir, how you accomplish tefillah for the Maggid of Rum. So therefore, on a Sunday, a woman wakes up, says Moda Ani, she says Birchas HaShachar, she's fulfilled her obligation of davening, and now she's allowed to have breakfast and no concern of davening any further. But there is a shita of the Ramban in the Rishonim, and many poskim, the Prima Gadim, quotes this in Halacha, that the Ramban says, no, they have to daven tefillah. They need to daven shacharis, they need to daven mincha. And therefore, if they haven't davened, they're not allowed to eat breakfast on a regular weekday. So what's the heter? So if a woman has the time to daven, she really should daven. But let's say she's busy, or she's weak, and there are other heterim. If a woman has children she has to take care of, or she can't function without having to eat, so then there's a heter to have breakfast before eating. So that's a regular weekday. So ideally, she should daven shacharis if she davens regularly. If not, she should say a small tefillah before having breakfast. Now, Shabbos, things change a bit. So the din found in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Peites, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that the person has to have a kiddush before eating a meal, that we know on a regular Shabbos. V'shelo yitom kodem lo klum, you can't taste anything before kiddush day. Kamo Kiddush Halayla, just like at nighttime, you come home from shul, you can't drink water, you need to have Kiddush before having anything in your mouth. But he says, Miu Lishos Maim Baboker Kodem Tfila Mutter. Before davening Shabbos morning, you could have water. Why? Don't you have to say Kiddush before eating or tasting anything? So the Mechaber explains, Mipnesha Dain Lochal Alav Chovas Kiddush. There's no Chiv Kiddush until after davening. You can't make Kiddush before you daven, you can't have a meal before you daven. So Shabbos morning, it's a regular din of drinking water, coffee before Sunday morning davening. You can have water and coffee before your Shabbos morning davening. But once you've davened, on a weekday, once you daven, you could have a breakfast. On Shabbos, once you daven, we have to have a kiddush for your breakfast, for your lunch, whatever you're eating. So now, the chi of kiddush only kicks in once you've davened. Fine. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this halacha applies equally to women as it is to men, that women also have an obligation of kiddush. Zachar v'shamor, the pasuk says, koshi yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira, those are obligation of shmira, which are the malachas, the los aseis of Shabbos, women are included, they also have an obligation in the zechiras in the mitzvah asei. So according to most Rishonim, how we pasuk, women have to say kiddush as well. So that means women have to say kiddush before they have their breakfast. So now, if a woman davens, she fulfills her mitzvah of davening, whether davening is just a few brachos or all of davening, she would now have to say kiddush before eating breakfast. If it's before davening, however, so then that's when it gets a little bit tricky. So how could she eat before davening? We said before, she can't eat before davening because it's Isser v'lo soch la adam. So we said before, if a woman is weak, a woman has children to watch, or just stam, she's weak, she needs to have breakfast before, and she's the head to have the breakfast, So then, does she have to say Kiddush or not? So the Ber Halacha has a din. He says, Mi shehutar le'echol lishos kodem tefillah, the one who is allowed to eat and drink before davening, kagon shulur fua, someone who is ill or weak, and many women could be in this category, they could eat before davening, pashit de tzarech lekadesh mitchila. It's pashit, they have to say Kiddush before him. So if a woman is not davening Shabbos morning, she wants to have breakfast, Ber Halacha says, you have to say Kiddush first. Kiddush only comes after davening if you plan to daven. If you don't plan to daven, you plan to eat before davening, have a whole meal before davening, certainly you require Kiddush. However, Rav Moshe says that din of the Ber Halacha is only true if one is single. But if you're married, Rav Moshe is found in Igos Moshe, Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet, the Simon Kuf Aleph Oz Beis. He says that those who are allowed to eat before davening, they Lanias Daiti Beishto Einot Tzich LaKadosh. A wife, one who's married, does not need to make Kiddush beforehand. Why? You like this. I told Nechama the answer on the email first. She was laughing. She said, good thing she's not such a liberal. You'll see why in a second. Because the woman doesn't have to say a Kiddush. Darehi mishubedes lebaila lechel davki imo. She is bound to him. She's only allowed to eat in his presence. She's not allowed to eat without him. So she has no choice. She can't have Kiddush. It's not her right. The kevin shebaila aser lechel kodem tefillah. Since the husband can't eat before davening, v'yefsher lo lechel asuda kodem tefillah, because he can't have a meal before he davens, ein zesman achila gamla. It's not her time to eat. She's eating off hours, if you will. She's bound to his mom. So when she has breakfast, that's not a lunch meal. That's not a Kiddush meal. She needs to wait for him to come home. So if it's before, it depends on when he davened. So he says, therefore, lachain lo chal chovis Kiddush gam aleha umuteris lacho below Kiddush. So again, if she's eating before davening, she's too weak. She needs to have breakfast. She does not have to say Kiddush because her Kiddush doesn't come until her husband has to say Kiddush, which is after he davens. So let's say he goes to an 8:30 minyan, and you want to eat at 8:30 or 9, so you have to eat because he didn't finish davening yet. But if you can ascertain that his davening, machlok is shachar to musaf, but let's say davening ends at 11 o'clock, so 11 o'clock hits, he's a chiv kiddush now because davening is over, memeila shios has a chiv kiddush, and she cannot eat until she says kiddush or waits for him to say kiddush. So he says, mikomakom kishekfar, just said that, but once he already davened kishekfar, his palabaila, then she's allowed to say Kiddush and eat if she wants, or she should wait for him to say Kiddush. But before he's davened, she has no obligation to say Kiddush at that point. But he does say, if, however, she davened already, even though it was before the husband davened, then she does have to say Kiddush on her own. So again, Ramosha is only true if it's before both she davened and before he davened, does she get around not having to say Kiddush. Now, this was the answer I told Nechama on email. But I looked into it again today a little bit. And the other poskim say differently. The other poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ayashiv, felt that even before she davens and he davens, she's not bound to the husband. They felt that maybe hashkafically, halachically, she's not bound to the husband, in which case she does have an independent obligation to say kiddush. So it's a machlokes poskim. What I would recommend now, different than what I had said on email, since Rav Ayashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman says this, and there's no, it's not bracha latala for a woman to say Kiddush. So if she's comfortable saying Kiddush on her own, if she's comfortable having grape juice or wine, whatever she wants to, then I would at this point actually recommend she should say Kiddush. But ideally, it should really best practice should be, if she could get davening in first, shacharis and musaf first on her own, that's certainly best, and then say Kiddush. If she can't for whatever reason, then she should say Kiddush and have breakfast before davening as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Emirat Hashem, tomorrow night, I don't know what topic yet, but hopefully I'll find something to talk about tomorrow night. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. My pleasure.